Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
To the Truth to Power show, and happy Easter for those who celebrate Easter. We are drumming today with others to raise our vibration. So So for an hour, we're going to be listening to the drums. This is your heartbeat. So this is power time. Get into the beating of your heart here. Enjoy.
Thank you. nothing says fall like crisp. Greetings, everyone. Today is October 22nd, 2023. I am Supreme Goddess Kaya here in Detroit, Michigan, a divine numerologist. Today we'll be talking about the forecast for 2023, and I also have Hudnistic here on the line as well. We'll both be talking about the forecast of 2023, and a little bit as we get deeper into the show, we're going to talk about James Brown, the big payback. Hudnistic, I just to introduce yourself.
Peace, 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 Kaya. What's going on? It's me, Kyrie, astrologer, occultist, and I'm trying to, I want to do this online, too. So I was trying to, I hear you in the background, so I'm just doing some background work here, but I'm with you. I'm here.
All right, that's great. Okay, so we'll get right into the show. So I am a numerologist, like I just stated before. So we're going to get to the show, which that is I study the science of numbers, the frequency, the tone, the vibration, the characteristics that defines our personalities, and other things as far as your home, your best friends, things, places, items, anything that you go or interact with numerically. Every day is a frequency, it's a number, it's an exchange, right? It's a relationship that we are in with the universal language of numbers. So July 4th, we're going to talk about the USA chart. Well, it's much of the USA chart in their year. So we're in the year of 2023 right about. Currently, we are in a 7 year. If you add 2023, which is 2 plus 2 is 4, 4 plus 3 is 7. So we are in the 7 universal year. So that entails that anyone born on the 7th, the 16th, or 25th of the month, of any month, born under the sign of Cancer and Pisces, little minor little bit Sagittarius, you're being favored this particular year. So it's your season, your time to shine, get it in this particular year, whatever you're manifesting, your project, you're working on, or turn your life around. Like Bob Marley said, wake up and turn thy loose. It's time to wake up and turn thy loose to your higher self, mainly so, and to the things that you want to do, that you see yourself in doing. So a 7 year, a 7 number, numerically, speaks about the vision, speaks about your research, the things that you inquire the most about. Sometimes there's a why with the 7 energy. And with the 7 energy, you can have a lot of things on your mind. And the 7 energy asks the number why, well, ask the question why, because there are so many things that goes on in the 7 energy mind, like why do people do the things that they do? Why is this that color? Why is the tree green? Why is the grass green? Why is it when it's fall, it changes red or orange, whatever the other colors is? How does the fruit actually grow on the tree? How is it being planted? That's the 7 energy. They are questioner, and they want to see how things are going. They're like scientists, the researchers, the Secret Service people who want to investigate deeper into what is on the surface. They have to go deep down the rabbit holes and the beaver barrels to find out what is going on. So in this 7 year, interest, because 7 also brings secrets as well too. It's a secret energy, but it also brings partnerships. It brings legal activities, contracts, semi-legal matters such as parking tickets. It's a simple thing as a parking ticket, right? Or some kind of semi-legal fraction that you encounter, or it can be a little warning from the officer or a court, or when you're in court, just a little being lenient towards you. These are legal actions are being done. As you see, 7 deals with scams too. So those people want to get into some scams, you might want to just bypass that because it's not going to work out well probably. And some scams do, but, you know, it's to each his own. So 7 also deals with that too. 7 is like a visionary kind of person. So the things that you are visioning, the words that you are speaking to yourself, it will manifest to you. It's going to speak back to you. So if you say you ugly, you ugly. If you say I'm fine as I'm fine. If you say I need to go do this, I need to go work on myself or enhance myself, whether it's through the gym, whether it's through the mental, where it's outside giving you a peace, a 7 loves to spend time in nature. Why is that? It's the most peaceful place to be sometimes within nature, especially in the forest. Nobody's there to interrupt you but the nature. And actually, nature will pull you in her forest. So it gives you acquainted. And when you come out of it, you may feel totally different. You might feel, wait a minute, hold on. Did I just get baptized up in here? You know, so sometimes you can feel like that when you're in nature, because nature tends to gravitate to your energy and you gravitate to their energy, which you may not know or feel it all the time. But when you come out of it and take your bath and shower, get back out of it, you feel so energized, because that's the energy. Because our bodies have the same elements as nature in it. So on the 7 contrary, 7 tends to worry as well, too. And there's really nothing to really worry about. All it means is to go handle the business. Go ask that question. Go see about it. Stop making these up scenarios in your mind, thinking things are going to happen this way, it's going to play out that way, or she going to say this, or he going to say that. None of that stuff really, really works. You know, it don't really happen. It only happens when you actually conceiving it and believing it, then it's going to really happen that way. The things that you really, your mind is set on, try to bypass that or redirect your energy to something else. Now, 7 year tends to have a self-discovery attached to it. You're trying to find out what the purpose is, why you're here, you know, why these people are coming to you, why you're attracted to certain people in your life. So it's a more down of a rabbit hole that you're to go into yourself, or maybe watch certain movies that can help you define yourself and certain aspects of your life. It's just like a kind of like a revelation kind of cycle, in which we are in this cycle of a revelation. It seemed like it, right? Well, all this nodes that just changed over from the north to north and south nodes from Taurus and Scorpio. Now we are in the Aries and Libra season, so that's totally a different whole new leaf that's coming through. But when it was in the North Node and Taurus, South Node and Scorpio, we noticed that a lot of things for those 18 months were being revealed. It was being transformed, our lives, inner people, our bodies were being transformed. Maybe certain things, you had some illness or things that you going on in your body was already manifesting but not really manifested on the physical aspects of your body. During that time frame, the North Node and Taurus and South Node and Scorpio. And then we have this full moon coming up in Taurus, which would be the part of the last eclipse. But what happened around the first eclipse that took place was, I want to say, was it November? It was around the 4th through the 19th of 2021, towards the end of the year, 2021. I think it was more so on the 11th, 19th. But around the 4th of that year of November, things were revealing itself to us. So whatever transpired in that part, this is the end of it. This is like the manifestation of what took place during those eclipses. This is the coming of the end of it. And fourth house, well, where's Taurus in the USA chart? Let me just look at that, because Taurus is things that we value, our resources, how we look at ourselves, the beauty of ourselves. It's a Venus energy. But whatever you have Taurus in your chart may play out different. Let's say, for instance, in the USA chart, they have Taurus in their fifth and slash on the cusp of the fifth and sixth house. So things are manifesting in the light for them. So in the media, social media streams, what are they procreating? So what are they distributing out to the world? And it also goes into the sixth house energy, which means it's a family, house of service, house of work, your landlord, the service in your community. Not only is the service in the community, what about those council members, the senators, the representative people who represent the community of the people? So let's look at that part, too. What were they doing back then? They did stimulus checks, right, to help the community out when during the COVID, the illness time. And that's also, it's the house of Virgo, just what happened, right? So let's look at these things on a numerical side, but also on an impersonal side, so you can see how you are being affected with these numerical alignments or the astrology alignments as well, too, because everything boils down to numbers in a way as well. So, Miss, you got anything to say for that part?
You were saying a lot. I was just listening. Yeah, it's a lot that's happening in this year as far as, like, one of the things that stuck out to me that you were saying was how this year is a year that we got to get to the root of what it is that we want to do. Like, we can't be on the outside looking in, wanting things to manifest in a certain type of way, but don't know how to do it, right? That is there. Mm-hmm. And for spiritual people, it's going to hit us the hardest, because we more or less might feel like our ancestors got us, or this guy or has gotten us. But this is the time to really connect with the ancestors, really learn from the ancestors, where your biases and your beliefs is really going, it's like the rubber hitting the road this year. So any type of toxic relationships or any type of negative beliefs that you are carrying is going to manifest. And so when you see it, you might not like it, but you are going to bring that into life. And then another thing, like, we're in an eclipse cycle. So with an eclipse cycle is more of tying into a new beginning and a new understanding of who we are. And this could be beautiful for some people, and for a lot of people, it could be very dark, because we have these set beliefs and ideas of who we are not. And then when spirit or the truth comes at us, it's like time to fight. And, you know, but it's really a time to really let go and fixate and focus on one thing that you want to do. And if you could do that, you can manifest it. But say, for instance, you got a million things that you're trying to do. Now you out here looking crazy because you can't even live like that no more. It was a certain time where people were like, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this. You're not doing enough, right? But that time has come and gone. The energy now is you're doing too much, right? You're doing way too much. You need to get into the crux of what you're actually doing and why you're doing it, as opposed to just trying to be everything to everybody. So it's a lot, you know, it's a lot that's happening spiritually, but based on what you were saying, that's what I was picking up from what you were saying.
Thank you. And, you know, to the mystic, the spiritual level, so we are in the 2023 year, which is, you know, universally, we're in 7 years. But if you look at the United States birthday, July 4th, 1776, if you add those numbers up, only taking the month and day added to the current year we're in. So we take July 4th, right? That's the birth date he was born on. The month is July, so 4 plus 7 is 11. Reduce that, maybe you make that 2, right? So 2 plus 4 is 7. Well, 6, right? Well, 4 plus 7 is 11, so that's 2. So then you add it to the universal year that we are in right now, which is another 7 years. So that's 9. So 2 plus 7 is 9. So we are in in numerology, 7 and 9 are on the spiritual level, but 7 is the highest on the spiritual plane, and 9 is the highest on the physical plane. So do y'all hear that? The spiritual and the physical plane. So if we are in the 7 universal year, and the USA is in a 9 universal year, both are on the spiritual plane. That means we have the 7 and the 9 joining together, the spiritual and the physical forces joining together. So 7 brings secret and muted as well too. But 9 have secret and open enemies. And does it call for a revenge? It can be. Does it call for have a come to Jesus moment? It can be, you know. So what I'm saying is that things are happening on both realities. So you may be seeing stuff. You may be hearing things. You may, this is where the veil is really, 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 real. Feel like it's really, really thin right now. You can really see what's going on now. You can see the matrix glitching. Some of us, if you're into the tap in to that level, you can see glitches. You can feel it. You can be in the room or a store or whatever, and only you can be like the person like Neo in the movie. The spoon is bending, right? So these are some things that's playing out. And right now, currently, while we end this 7 and 9 year coming together, and of course it happens in other years, but this year right here seems to be because we're alive, and I'm young, so I don't know what previously happened. I wasn't there in that timeline, but I'm in this timeline right now. So I'm seeing it numerically playing out in the physical and the spiritual aspect. So what you say and what you do better be what you are really doing, because it will come to pass. What you saying, you will see it kind of smack dead in your face, like the minute you say it, the next day that you say it, the next week that you say it. It's kind of like the things that we're saying is really manifesting even so more. And spiritually, this is a great time to get in tune with yourself on the spiritual work. So if you're doing spiritual work, you can see it manifesting on the physical side of you as well. You can see it like as if you have a bump on your face. It's from eternally, right? Now it's filling out, going through the transformation phase. It's going to come out because it has to relieve itself. So that's what I want to say about the spiritual level and the physical plane coming together for that particular aspect of the 7 and the 9 year. And we can also see the legal part of it, as we said, and now already playing out the legal, the justice system. They're upping up their ante on certain things that you can do, certain rights that you can have, and things of those nature. And learn about the laws, because 7. When I look at 7, I look at the astrology wheel as well. What is that? The 7th house, right? So I look at the 7th house and I look at the 9th house, right? So the 9th house is the resourceful house, what I say, because it's where your higher learning is at. Where it says the house of the gods and the goddesses and all that information and stuff is where your philosophies and your beliefs are at. And so far you can say religion is there too, because it's a philosophy, right? What you believe in. It's the house of the resources. So, yeah, do they have resources coming out? Yes, they do. In some forms, there are resources you can get within your community, maybe it's through your job, maybe it's through other aspects, and what your belief is and how you're going to go about it of getting it. If you believe that you can get it, then you can receive it and you can have it. Of course, it's going to take some applying yourself to get, like applying for an application. You got to fill out certain forms, certain aspects of the application before you can get it. They're blessings, right? Sometimes you got to do nothing but just show up and be present. It's simple as that. You got to have your stuff in order. Something's in order, at least. So the seven is like crossing over the bridge from the first house to the sixth house. We in the seventh house now. So after you did all that work from the first to the sixth house, what did you learn? Because the one through the six is the seven energy. So now we're going to go into this eight energy. Now it's crossing over the lessons that you learned, the previous experience that you learned through your relationships, whether it's through your mother, your father, your sister, your business, your personal relationship with the couch, your home, anything, everything is a vibration, so everything you have a relationship with. So as far as the seven energy is, how are you viewing yourself? Like a mirror reaction this particular year. So what you're saying, what you don't like may even just manifest in reality. It may show up to you. So how are you going to handle that energy when it shows up to you? Or so you have to redirect our words and say things on a different level to bring a certain kind of energy. And I also noticed, too, in the 7 year, you have to have faith. You just got to just know that you got to have that much confidence in yourself and that much belief in yourself that it can happen and it can manifest. Just say you want to go somewhere and put it in rotation. You just told the universe what you wanted to do. You say you need this much money. You just told the universe you need that. Now, don't worry about the how. You just got to just start working towards what you just said, and it will happen. So that's what a problem, or I want to say a problem, something we always have is the how it's going to get done, how they're going to show up, or how this is going to happen. The how is not even immeasurable, because we are the how. You got eyes, you got ears, you got feet, you got a body going to tell you to go to the bathroom after you eat. So you are the function of the how. There's no need. You just got to start doing it and apply yourself and put it out there and be in conversation, because every time you talk to somebody, we're exchanging information. It's like a computer. You type it in and Google asks them, what's the color the blue made up? And it's going to tell you what color makes up blue. Same thing with your body is. You tell your brain, you give your brain the command, and it will tell you all these type of scenarios, how to do things. You will come with all these thoughts of how to do things, how to get it done. So that's all that matters. And then, connect with other people. If you don't know how to do it, go to somebody who knows how to do it, the expert. Seven is the expert as well. They just know how to do certain things because they studied it for so long that they become an expert in that particular field. And not every expert know everything. They're just an expert in that particular field. Now, with the seven energy also brings water. It's a water, and the element is water. So drink plenty of water, H2O water, whatever water you can have, drink your liquids because you're going to need the liquid. So go near a body of water, visit a body of water, so we can just fluid, right? We 90% of water in our body. So if we go in our water, sometimes you feel like you feel rejuvenated when you go near water, when you drink water, after you've done a workout or something, or after you've been depleted of energy, or people around you sucking up your energy, you know, you get that water. You feel a little bit more better in your body, in your mind, and the things that you're doing. And also it can be a sabbatical leave from work. You're probably just tired of being at this job, or you want to need a vacation. You want to go somewhere, so you're going to take some time off. Some time off to be by yourself, time off to be with your family, time off to go in the tropical areas and go somewhere to sand and beach and land is at. Just somewhere totally new to get you a whole new vision out the country. Go out the country and visit somewhere, and you're going to realize, wow, the food is different. It tastes different. The people are different. They wear different clothes. You know, all these other things that you normally do in America, when you go to another country, you see how they operate. And also you see how the sun is shining over there, too, and the moon is rising. It's just the different things you can look at just to compare your life from different countries, so you get different perspectives on things. So it's all about your perspective and how you receive information. A seven energy also is a visualization kind of number. So whatever you visualize, that's what you're attracting to you. If you visualize that you're about to be the best bookseller, or the best gymnast, or the best dancer, the best reader, the best singer. This is going to be your best year. Like, you already putting that out there. You manifesting. You already see yourself doing it. You already see yourself there. And sometimes the seven, if you just be still and silent and meditate, however how you meditate, sometimes you ain't got to be still. But however how you do meditation comes to you, then that's your nature of meditation. And when you're in that nature, your state of mind of meditation, you have all these thoughts, all these things, and all these things coming to you. You're manifesting, you're visualizing these things, it's going to happen somehow. Maybe not at this particular moment, maybe not this year, because you got to work towards it, but you already have the vision in mind. Seven also brings lucid dreams. So your dream world may have been very functional this particular year. Like, wow, that dream felt real good. I can really feel the air. I was in the water. You know, some of us say we have dreams, we're falling, right? Remember that falling dream? I don't know what that dream about, but like, people be falling in their dream from rocks and from mountains and skies, whatever. But dreams also can, dreams hold information to previous lifetime, to what's coming, past, present, and future. So these are the things that we are seeing in our dream. You may even see yourself, you in another lifetime that happened. And sometimes it can be you doing something to help heal yourself in the dream state, but when you wake up in the physical realm, you're like, wow, what? Did I just get healed? Like, how do you feel after that dream? So your dream world is also very vivid, or sometimes it can be a deja vu experience, like a movie deja vu, or it can be a revelation of things as well. So record your dreams, write them down, and see how it's manifesting. I have a dream journal book, by the way, as well. It's on Amazon by Goddess Kaya. It's a 52-day dream cycle, dream journal, where you can write down. I have questions that I ask, because I'm a certain person. I have questions that I ask you. And then sometimes revelation may show up a week later, 2 weeks later. You go back to that week that you had the dream. Now you can follow up on your revelation of the dream. So that's what that. And then the USA numbers, numerically, we all have numbers that are assigned to our birth number. So the United States have a 4 because of July 4th, 1776 is their birthday, one of their birthdays. And the key numbers for that is 4, 1, 2, and 7, which is the sun numbers, 4 and 1, or 1 and 4, however you put it, and the moon numbers, 2 and 7, or 7 and 2. Those are the moon numbers. And the elements that are present is air, fire, and water. Air, fire, and water. Now, the reason why I state that is because the United States is going into a 1 year, because they're 9 year now, but they're in a 1 year in October, as some numerologists say that it's a 1. October has set the tone for a preview of what's to come, but in actuality, the preview already been playing out, because things goes in cycles. Things happens in cycles, so this energy already been playing out what's to come. Now, it may have been playing out in different ways because we are in a 7 year, so we're talking about the year 2014, the year of 1996, the year of 1987, 1978, 1969, 1960. You're born in them years, you're seeing some of the things that have been playing out, 1951, 1942, 1933, and 1924, and so on. So you can see similarities of events that's been playing out in those years that's going to happen this year, that has happened this year, and that will happen upcoming in the upcoming year of the 1 year for the USA. But numerically speaking, those are the numerical numbers. But the reason why I say one is because the fact that we have North Node in Aries, South Node in Libras, that's definitely turning over a new key, a new leaf of things, a new identity of ourselves and how we view things. And the things that you are willing to change within yourself on a new cycle. So October set the tone of that energy. There's a little preview, like a movie sneak peek or trailer peek. October set the tone for that. And just so happened, I think on October the 7th, this is when all this news media of what's going on right now with the war stuff, it happened on October the 7th. So if you add October is a one universal year, let me see, for the USA, and it happened on that day, then 1 + 7 = 8, which we are going into the 8 universal year on a universal level. So that was like setting the tone for what's coming for the 2024 year. Did I get it? Y'all following me? So y'all can call in and tell me later. But that's what's going on for that particular year, for the 8 year. Now, since we're heading to the 8 year and we are now in October, we're in the 8 universal month. This is going to feel like the movie Soul. You know, things ain't what they used to be. The first thing they say when they come on, things ain't what they used to be back in the day, like Commissioner just saying. There's not that timeline for that. We are in a total different year, total different energy field, a shift field. All the things that you used to do is not what it is right now. Now, you can hold that formula or hold that structure of what you used to do because it will be beneficial when it's time to separate, so you can build your own agenda for 2024. And a 7 and a 9 year, that does mean some kind of spiritual death, or like a death and rebirth of yourself, or it could be a physical death of family members, or death around the world is going on. That part, like Kanye said, we waking up from the graveyard. You know, what's that song by him? What's that song called? That Kanye West has. Let's Get Right. I don't know what that song title is, but Kanye West made a song called, what is that song called? Is it Let's Get Right?
I don't know.
Oh, it's called Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. I heard it.
Yeah. You heard it?
No, I'm not familiar.
Well, in his lyrics, which we're heading to the 8 year, and the lyrics part, he speaks that we're going to praise our way out the grave, living, speaking, praise God, walking out the graveyard back to life. I serve, follow your worth, see new sights into the night, right? Into the night. There's daylight when you wake up. So to me, I was drawn to, like, think about, if y'all remember when the eclipse of the North Node and Scorpio had occurred, do y'all remember they were talking about the mummies in Egypt, digging up mummies, and there was a thunderstorm just so happened in Egypt, right? And I actually had a dream of a storm happening in Egypt with scorpions and water bugs. I said, what are scorpions and water bugs doing together? They ain't no friends of each other, right? So, and that was a dream prior to what was already suffering on the internet. So I didn't know that was going on. Then a couple of days later, I saw that there was a thunderstorm or some kind of desert storm in Egypt with scorpions invading people's homes in their closet. That's where water bugs live, right? Closets for the water. So what is they doing in people's homes? But there were discoveries about mummies and stuff going on in Egypt around that North Node and South Node eclipse of Taurus and Scorpio. So also definitely birth for yourself. And also understanding who you truly are, like where you come from. You know, because the eighth house is Scorpion, right? That's the eighth house energy. That's the skeletons in your closet. That's the insurance. That's your death and rebirth of the transformation of life. What else is it? The taxes. Oh, it's like everything that the USA operate on is the eighth house energy. Their sun is in the eighth house. Why are their suns in the eighth house? And then we have Chiron in the fourth house, which is the mother, right? Well, they say the house of the mother. So I'm going to talk about this later on in the show at maybe 5 o'clock. I'm not sure how long we have on the show. But I wanted to go into a little depth upon that. But right now, I'm going to see numerically what's going to occur for the 8th 2024 universal year. So this is a date with destiny because in the 8th year, this is a spinoff from 2022, was a 4 year. What is 4 + 4? Does somebody say it? 4 + 4 = 8, right? So we're on a double dose of that energy from 2020. What happened in 2020? Everybody know what happened in 2020, right? We know that little thing was going around. You know, spread around, getting contagious, want to spread his love and everybody outside, everybody home and everybody food and everything, right? Just going. So that happened in 2024. Now, 2024, 2 plus 2 is 4. That is the foundation of something, right? You're setting the foundation, like building the house. You got to have all your structure. You got to have the people going to come in and do this part of that. You got to have all the bells and whistles coming in. You got to lay down the foundation like you writing a thesis paper or writing a paper. You got to have the topic, the body, and all that to the conclusion. Same thing, the blueprint on down to the finish line. So think of a foundation as you are building on something. You have the vision plan. You have everything laid out and everything before you can start building on the inside of the house. You got to work on the outside first, the foundation part. So the four set the tone and the acts, and people is like, why, what, when, where. That's all the four energy is what, when, why, who, where. Boom. It was a lot of questions of that, right, and the four. Who is Pfizer? Who is this? What's the COVID virus? What a COVID shot? All this stuff. Who's better? Who's not? All that stuff is going on. And four also is a secret enemy number as well. So the four and the seven and nine together was, you know, when the seven is 9 years, that also brings secret and open enemies as well. But we already was, the seed was already planted in the four. Not only was it planted in the four, it was well developing already, the seed thing going on already when we had hit Uranus. I think Uranus and Uranus in Taurus right now. When Uranus was in 2024, I think it's 2014. That's when it really starts to really develop itself on the tail end of leaving out of Aries, because that was the new version that was coming. It was something that's new. Anytime a planetary goes into Aries, you need to look and see what's going on. Because as they say, Aries is the start of something in astrology. So Uranus was there. Saturn wasn't there just yet. Saturn is still in the 8th house in Scorpio, so it wasn't ready to come through yet what it had to bring. So, but Uranus was there for what, five and a half years, maybe 6 years, six years or something. Not just from 2014, but maybe as far as 2023. So about from late 2013 on down to Uranus went into Taurus energy. So sometime in 2023. The plan was already happening for this to come. Now, if we look at the USA chart, come bring it all home. If you look at the USA chart, they have Chiron in the 20th, at 20 degrees in the 4th house, right? The house of the mother. And we say Chiron is our where we're wounded at, right? Where we need healing at. Why would it be in the 4th house of the mother? And why would the sun be in the 8th house of the death and rebirth? Doesn't make it make sense here, right? So we have this north node in Aries that's almost at, is going backwards, it's almost at 20 degrees, right? We at, what's currently right now, we are where we at in the, is it at 17 degrees? The power line is at 17 degrees right now. So this is a time for identify ourselves with our roots, with our ancestors, where we come from, to develop a more of a firm foundation of us. Not only just us, your paperwork. Where is that paperwork? Where is that insurance paperwork? You can't have no insurance claim done without no paperwork, right? Then you have the North Node in Aries at 24 degrees. So that's what I meant. That was coming up right now. The North Node is at 24 degrees. And when it conjunct with the Chiron, that's going to be a whole new ballgame. This is why they're trying to put their agenda on whatever their new agenda will be. This is the start of something, the beginning of something. What I have noticed in astrology is that every time that there is Chiron coming up in Aries, there's a virus. There's something globally going on. they're starting a whole new agenda. They're starting something, or when the nodes, the north and south nodes in Cancer and Capricorn, or you can switch it the other way, Capricorn and Cancer, or Cancer and Capricorn, either or. There's always something being rebuilt around that time, or there's always some kind of plague, some kind of death, some kind of new thing going on. This is just what I have observed looking at the nodes of the moon to see what's going on. So now they're pulling, they're going to be, of course, roll out their agenda. They're rolling out now. So what kind of position are you in? Because in the 8 year, from that 4 year, what have you learned about yourself? What have you developed about yourself? Did you go see your relatives, your parents? You know, did you go dig up some ancestry work on you? Or did you, you know, take time out to learn yourself, learn your children, develop a skill, develop a trait, whatever it is, instead of going back into the program world? Now, everybody ain't fit to do, to be an entrepreneur or to own their own business or whatever it is. Everybody ain't fit. People are fit to be working bees. That's what they are. That's what they do. That's what they love to do. They love to be the head of that company, the CEO of that company, or the president of that company. That's, some of y'all are good in them areas. But it's not for everybody. It depends on where your niche is at. That's where you're going to be at. But for some of us, we ain't going for that. We're going to go start out and build our own agenda. So that's what I wanted to say in this 8 year coming up is, how did you plan in 2022, I mean 2020, come up on 2024? This is that 4 plus 4 is 8. It's a double dose of this energy. So whatever had occurred during that time, they're just amping the energy on up. It's just a double dose of it. Of the foundations already planted.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming in 2024. So now this is the aftermath. Like you go to a party, you know, everybody at the party, at the event, you know, at the wedding, whatever. Now we at the after party. We got the aftermath now. This is where we at coming up in 2024. October set the tone, supposedly set the tone for it, but it's already been in rotation already. It's already in rotation. So with this 2024 coming up, like, how are you positioning yourself? And it's going to be, now it's a, on the element of 2024 is the 8, is Earth. But on the planes and numerology is mental. So what are they going to be doing mentally? You want to mentally get you wept up into something, so like a spider web or something, into their program. But what is your mental own reality program? What is your program you're working on? Your dreams, your goals, your aspirations. What is it that you want? All you got to do is speak it and do it. Just speak it and do it. Just speak it and follow up with it. Follow up with the things you want to do. Stay in preparation in 2024. You don't never know when your blessings are going to come. Then they will be sending out resourceful information. They may try to keep you at the job. They're going to pay you much more higher. They're going to send you incentives, more into the sign-on bonuses, like they, you know, they want to do. They want to keep you in because they need the people. We, the people, are a major key in this. Why do you think when you go to school, you send your child in school, why in the heck do they want your child birth certificate, something that's personal and private, right? Insurance job, right? Same thing at the hospital. That's an insurance job. Why do they want that insurance paperwork for you to go to school? Your child to go to school. Doesn't it make sense to y'all?
Mm-mm.
Why something that personal? Why something that personal just to go to school? What is that all about?
They be wanting your soul for real, you know? They want to give
taking
you...
away your soul.
Mhm. Yes.
Go ahead.
Very interesting times we living in because it's like it's so much that processes in people's minds and things like that. But it's like if you look at an ancient person and an ancient way of life, if you understand how they understood things, everything was like very simple, like very autonomous. And what I've understood is that we have access to the autonomy. It's just that we just want to do so many different things. We desire so much of the world that it's very hard to just simply shut it off. Because if you shut it off, you know, everything begins to flow from your root chakra. So it's like a 7 year really getting us into our chakras. And then the 9 year, which is the 9 months that it takes us to become a human, right? So you have all of these energies intertwined like a kundalini snake, right? And what people have to really do is tune in to that kundalini snake. However, you know, it's just so much information and words and knowledge and just everything out here that it kind of did everybody a disservice, especially like if you think of 2020, what was the real messed up part about it? Like TikTok. A lot of people is on TikTok like it's a drug now. You feel me? Like, hey, you said it's going to be an 8 year, but this is how long people's attention span going to be. You have an 8 second attention span. You're trying to give them information. They just tune out as soon as you're not giving them what you need instantly. And that's very sad because, like, I'm in the world and, like doing things with people. And, you know, like, if you're trying to do a job with somebody, they can't put their phone down. You like, like, it's real shit on the line, and people just kind of just, you know, in their own, like, La La Land, Where's Waldo type of energy. So it's like, it feels like I said, rubber meeting the road. And like you said earlier, you cannot fixate and focus on the how. You got to understand the energy of it. And I've been talking about, like, chakras and meditation for years now. But now is the time where the implementation of said chakras and meditation is going to benefit us the most. However, it's that, like, I see a lot of people just kind of lost in their heads, lost in their minds, and whatever they're thinking about have become the god, you know? And if it's a negative, unhealthy thought, they worship it. You feel me? And it's sad. But it's like, go ahead.
I was exactly what you're describing is what happened in the movie Soul with that girl. You know, he was trying to get her out. What was his name? Joe Gardner, right? He was trying to get her out in that state of mindset, but she kept herself trapped in that mindset that she became one of them black little things around there. You know, everybody else walk around with they lost souls. Like you said, lost. Just lost, just wandering.
Yeah. Because I'm telling you, it's so simple. Like, I've been studying Osiris and really getting into the energy of Osiris. And Osiris, he leads to the seven chakras. And so I was sitting back just, like, blown away, like, thinking, like, oh, wow. To get to our God force energy, we really have to tune into ourselves and activate ourselves. And that might take some being within yourself and it being silent, meaning that there is no 8 second hits of dopamine. There is no excitement. There is no love and just just passion filled love. Like, you know, in this time of day and age, you might just need to sit in your room and cut off the lights off and go deep within yourself. Not saying that forever, but when you come out, you'll come out to a whole different world. And it's like, to do the energy work in a 7 years, like, because this year, I guarantee you, this year have been the hardest year for us, because this is our first, like, I mean, I don't know your age. I mean, just our age range, this is our first real year of, oh, shit, this motherfucking right? It ain't, it's like, you've been on training wheels for a long period of time, and then you get off the training wheels, and then you start to reflect, like, I was bullshitting so long and doing, wasting my life for so long, and now I get to this point, like, oh, wow, I need to really straighten up. So, energetically, that can have you being depressed, being sad, being in a really dark place. But I would say you do find yourself in that place, not necessarily good, but good because now you can meditate. right? Because all of the extra wham whams and zoom zooms is not going is not going to lead you to nothing. But whatever, after it's gone, it's gone. But wherever you at right now, you can meditate. You can tune in to those seven chakras and really gestate and bring birth to your soul. And that's what this time is about. And it's unfortunate that, you know, I would always wonder, like, why? But, like, sometimes I feel like I'm being silenced or being suppressed. But then I understand why, because don't nobody want a whole group of people to fixate and focus on their soul and meditate and raise their chakras. Like, they don't want us to do that. They would rather us do anything else, I'm telling you. They'll give you all the money in the world. They'll give you diamonds, chains, cars, just to be ignorant. Just to mislead your people. So when you are doing the spiritual work, it's going to be tough, but you are going to be able to manifest the life that you want to live. And for that, that's priceless. Just know that your soul is a king, like it's a queen, it's royal.
Uh-huh.
That's the DNA aspect of you that's coming online. But it's just like, how many people are willing to pay attention to their soul and understand it? Like, you can literally watch that movie and it'll tell you. Meditation is like when you make a music and you by yourself and you go into the zone. And they'll show you all of the people in the zone. They'll show you Michael Jordan, all of the stuff that Bobby Hemmings talked about in his lectures. That movie is basically a Bobby Hemmings lecture with $1 billion. Mm-hmm. You know?
So the movie, like, Soul?
The movie Soul, yep. Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they started off
in the movie Crossing That Bridge. Like in the movie when he was like, he started off in the when he was on the bridge, he fell in the hole, right? The rabbit hole, fell in the rabbit hole, the sword's hole. Mm-hmm. And he was on the bridge, like, well, he's trying to get off that bridge, right? So
mm-hmm.
look at the bridge. I live in Detroit, you know, it's the Canada bridge. So it's mm-hmm. almost like some of us going to cross that bridge. Some of us going to be like, I got to go find my soul. I got to go back. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go do something. I'm going to go help somebody, pull somebody else mm-hmm. up, you know, help somebody else open their eyes a little bit.
It's so crazy because, like, I think about the Belle Isle Bridge, and it's like
uh-huh.
I go there to do offerings, and I know for a fact, like, from Woodward to Belle Isle down Jefferson is an ancient trail. Like, it's an ancient
uh-huh.
trail that people have traveled for millions of years, right? I felt that, right? So much so I had to Google it, like, me and my family, we would just travel up and down Woodward. Like, not even if we had nothing to do. We would just do it because, like, just because. Take Woodward all the way down to Belle Isle. It's an energy.
Mm-hmm.
But then, if you Google it, it's literally called the Scioto Trail or something to that effect. It's a trail. Like, it's a literal trail that Woodward... Before it was Woodward, it was a trail that people made pilgrimages every single day. And I knew that, but then I had to research it, and that just tells me, like, I know I got a soul. Because how the hell I even think that would even be a thing, but I felt like I done did it so many lifetimes. Like, it's
uh-huh.
so natural. Like, when me and my family first moved to Detroit, that's literally the first thing we did. We just scaled the whole Woodward. And then, you know, Woodward is deep breath, and it leads you straight to the center of the city. But it'll also, if you take Jefferson, it'll get to Belle Isle. But we would just do that. Like, I've been there every day, but just give offerings. And I'm thinking, like, wow,
uh-huh.
why? I don't even know why we're doing it. For real, we're just doing it. But then I had to, like, we did it so much that I had to, like, say, why are we doing it? And then I was like, yeah, this is an ancient trail. So it's like Detroit is one of those places that, not to say you got to stay here, but you definitely should come here and be a pilgrim.
Investigate.
Yeah, see what's up around here for sure. Because the spirits will
definitely
talk to you.
Yeah, you know, I've been going to Belial for it since I was a kid, but I've been really going lately, more so like in a couple of years, like wondering, like, you know, what's here? Why am I being drawn here? Like something, some information here that I need to see, you know? So we're going to talk about that Belial trip. We're going to go on the a little break at 5 o'clock, so it's like in a couple of seconds. We're going to come back and talk about the Belial and the James Brown, the big payback that's coming through. But it ain't coming through if you ain't putting no work in. You can't just be like, oh, it's coming through for me like a stimulus check. Nope. You got to go do something.
Call that black. Okay, Lama. Eckhart Tolle. And this is the Big Step.
I'm a killer, he's a killer, she's a killer, bitch. We some killers walking zombies trying to scratch that itch. Germophobic, hetero.
I am not for the faint of heart. My genetic build can build multi-universes. The man of God playing baby shark with my daughter, watching for sharks outside at the same time. Life as a protective father, I kill for my son Enoch is a part two. When I inspire my children to make higher valleys. In this present moment, I saw that through. Ask Whitney about my lust addiction. Text messaging, bitches got my thumbs hurt. Set president for a new sack religion. Writer's block for 2 years, nothing moved me. Ask God to speak through me. That's what you hear now, the voice of yours truly. Teleport out my home body for comfort. I don't pass judgment, past life regressions keep me in question, where did I come from? I don't think like I used to, no I don't blink like I used to. Aqua stares at everybody, see the flesh of man, but still this man compared to nobody. Yesterday I prayed to the flowers and trees, gratification to the powers that be. Synchronization with my energy chakras, the ghost of Dr. Sebi. Paid it forward, cleaned out my toxins, bacteria heavy. Sciatica nerve pinch, I don't know how to feel. Like the first time I fucked a white bitch. The first time I fucked a white bitch, I was 16 at the Palisades, fumbling my grades. I traveled with the team, the Apache like, Centennial was like, when Miss Baker screamed that doughboy, mixed that with purple rain, they interchanged the scenes. Happy just to be out the hood, with all the wealthy kids, credit cards and family plans. She drove her daddy's Benz, I found out that he was a sheriff. That was a win-win, because he had locked up Uncle Perry, she paid her daddy's sins. Next time I fucked a white bitch, was out in Copenhagen. Good kid, mad city tour, I flourished on them stages. When he asked did I have a problem, I said I might be racist. Ancestors watching me fuck was like retaliation. I'm a killer, he's a killer, she's a killer, bitch. We some killers walking zombies trying to scratch that itch. Germophobic, hetero and homophobic. Photoshopping lies and motives. Hide your eyes and pose for the pic.
People on earth, solid murderers, non-profits, preachers in church, crooks and burglars, Hollywood, corporate and school, teacher philosophy, you either go be dead or in jail, killer psychology, solid murderer, what's your body count, who your sponsorship, objectified so many bitches, I killed their confidence, the media is the new religion, you killed the consciousness, your jealousy is way too pretentious, you killed accomplishments, niggas kill freedom of speech, everyone sensitive, if your opinion fuck around and leak, might as well send your will, the industry has killed the creators, I'd be the first to say, to each exec, I'm saving your children, we can't negotiate. I caught a couple bodies myself, slit my community. My last Christmas toy driving Compton handed out eulogies. Not because the rags in the park had red gradient, but because the high blood pressure flooded the catering. So what's the difference between your life when I had motives? What fatalities in reality bring you closure? The noble person that goes to work and pray like they poster, slaughter people too, your murder's just a bit slower. I'm a killer, he's a killer, she's a killer, bitch. We some killers walking zombies trying to scratch that itch. Germophobic, hetero and homophobic, photoshopping lies and motives, hide your eyes and pose for the pic.
All right, that was Kendrick Lamar. So we're back on, and we're going to talk about the 2024, which is the 8th year, which the 8th element is Earth. And I look at astrology as well for this, like, you know, going through the houses 1 through 12, so 8 is the 8th house to me as well, which also means the house of death and rebirth and the insurance taxes, so we're being taxed that on our bodies and taxed on our mind, and 8 is a mental number. So let's think about 8. What are mental things that we can think about with the 8 energy, right? Let's think about mental institutions. Right? Let's think about the nursing home with the mental, with the 8 energy, because why 8 is an elder number, right? Frequency number. So this is what the elders. It's going to be the elders passing on the game to the younger generation or just the people who you're in connection with, stuff that you've never heard about, never seen before, never lived before. This is what's going to be coming down the pipeline and this 8th universal year coming up in 2024. Also, the resources. So let's go back to the 8th house. Talks about the insurance, right? Now, most of the times when you're in these nursing homes, these mental homes, you either got some kind of pension, you got some kind of 401, you got some kind of Social Security, some kind of disability, some kind of insurance, right, whatever it is. So, people, if you have somebody in the mental institution or nursing home institution, whatever it is, you better make sure that your name is on that paperwork somewhere, because if not, they'd be gladly and proudly to take their money away from them, because that's what's going to come away. What start coming down the pipeline is layoffs from jobs, termination, right? Termination, transformation, termination to something else, something new, something better. You may be mad about that moment because you worked all them years and this is what's happening. You ain't get your pension, you ain't get your money and stuff like that. So you better been saving some other money and not in their program, but in your own program. Like old folks used to have money in their mattress and their walls and their cars and their closet and their shoes and their desks and chairs, wherever you can hide some money at, whatever, you know, your valuable things. Because that's going to be coming on the pipeline in the 2024, which I call the James Brown, the big payback. Now, the big payback, I wanted to break his son down within this 8th year that's coming up. Kind of make it make sense. A little bit, and I know James Brown has a way with women and stuff back in there. We didn't talk about his life like that. We're talking about the music life, right? So James Brown has this song called The Payback. And, you know, he said, hey, you got to pay back. Revenge. I'm mad. Got to give some get back. I need some get back. Pay back, you know? So he said, you get down with my girlfriend. That ain't right. Right? Talking, hollering, cussing, wanting to fight. That's not right there. You get down with my girlfriend. That's the thing about the process of the transformation of a woman when she has a baby, when she goes to the hospital, not when she's at home. When she's in the hospital, right, she's having her contraction, her water breaks. So think about the water, 7-year water break, the bridge, she's crossing over, baby coming out, crossing over to the transformation life, giving birth. So she's in the hospital, she up, cussing and fighting, you know, baby coming out. You know, we women go through a lot when that baby, because it is life and death at that very moment. Blood pressure going up, all types of stuff going on in the woman's body. That baby coming to the birth canal like that. So holler and cuss, want to fight. Yeah, I probably do want to holler and cuss, you know. So as soon as that woman's baby is born, after she's in all that fussing and fighting and stuff, now, he said, you sold me out for some chicken chain. Now, as soon as that woman, baby is born, about a couple of days, or sometimes in that same day, they come with some paperwork, like Social Security, the birth certificate, and all that stuff, right? We sign the paperwork because we ain't been taught the right way, or had we not, I'm going to say taught, we haven't been investigated, or our parents didn't tell us about the real thing. Maybe they didn't know about the insurance job they were doing on your woman, or your baby mama, your child's mama, your side chick, whoever she is for you having that baby up in the hospital. They didn't tell you about that part. You sign over for the Social Security card, sign over for the birth certificate, the informant part, you know, all that stuff on the paperwork part on that side. That's the insurance. Boom, they got you right there. Oh, hold on. And they want your placenta? Wait a minute, you're getting over for some chicken chain. What kind of change you going to give us for that? A credit score? So let's look at that aspect of it in the 8th house energy. That's the insurance job in the sunlight where the USA has their sun at 13 degrees. And then you got the Chiron in the 4th house, which is the mother. So she's wounded while she's at the hospital having the baby. Now she got to sign over her baby over to the government already with the paperwork. Now, baby going, you get the baby, someone kind of ghetto aid, a little chicken chain they're going to give you from the aid, chicken chain, you know, getting it all down for the big payback soon coming up. Hold on, something going on. So I was breaking down James Brown's song, Big Payback, as far as your mother having a baby in a hospital. And if you think about it, the eighth house energy, death and rebirth, get the insurance, get the paperwork. When woman's, her, you know, the body parts of the woman is coming out of her, when the baby's coming out, the umbilical cord, you got to cut that, all that. And the placenta's coming out. They take the placenta. Y'all need to keep your placenta. Back in the day, the midwife or the doula told y'all to keep your placenta. How many of y'all kept your placentas? The life force of that baby and you, what you need it when, you know, times of need for that iron or for whatever nutrients you need. It's all right there. It's a nutrient that kept the baby alive in your stomach or in your womb. So I was putting that together as saying that's how the USA has robbed your mother or us as mothers, as women, with our identity, part of a reason, not all the reason, but part of the reason of how they rob the mothers of their rights or their birthrights or the ancestral lineages. So I'm going, so the song about to get played now so you can hear the lyrics, so you ain't got to hear me breaking it down. But put your mind, like the eight energy coming up, put your mindset in that energy. Like really listen to what he's saying and listen to how he's saying it. That backstabbing, that big payback. Listen to what he's saying in his song.
Get back. I need some get back.
Now we back. This is Supreme Goddess Kai here in Detroit, Michigan, the Divine Numerologist. We just heard the Big Payback by James Brown breaking down his son. So let's get back into the son, because in the 8 year, we talk about some funny bones waking up, some funny bones shaking up, and not only just the bones, the skeleton bones, but the body parts inside of you, right? So let the body parts, the things that come out of a woman when she's having a baby is placenta. I was talking about the placenta, right? And what did I do with that placenta? You already asked y'all placenta? Some of us don't even want it because it looks so not so good, right? Or not that she's something that you want, but it came out of you as your child, your children, life support system, life support, right? Put you on life support. Mm. So, in his songs, he said, you know, howling, cussing, you want to fight. Either the woman, you know, she cussing. If she cussing, the hollering when she's bringing that baby through, having her child, she's giving life. So yes, you go through a numerous change within the body, your blood pressure, your, you know, the words that you may say, the way you squeeze on the man, on the nurse, you know, with your hands for that baby coming out, your deep breaths and all those things, all that woman goes through while she is having her child. And then he says, you took my money, you took my honey. You don't want me to see what you're doing to me. Now look at, let's take that and break that down a little bit. As soon as that baby come out, what they want to do? They want to see me, see y'all doing it. They want to come and shoot it up with some vaccine or shoot it up with something, right? Just fresh out, you know, fresh out. You want to come and shoot up with this and shoot up with that. A baby need this, baby need vitamin K, baby need this, baby need that. Why? For what? For what? If the woman's supposed to be the supplier of the, you know, the womb that the baby's in and the placenta and the umbilical cord supposed to be, give the baby what the baby needs. Why do we need these shots and stuff like that? Soon baby come out and be ready. So with the money part is the insurance job on the mother and the child. When you fill out the birth certificate and the Social Security card and all other stuff and, you know, the man's name, you know, the mother listed as an informant on there as well too. And now your birth certificate is on the stock market and doing whatever it's going to be doing. You don't even know what it's doing. But that's what I wanted to say, break down for the USA chart is the eighth house energy is that, you know, is where the insurance is at, where the money is at. And the fourth house with the Chiron is the woman. It's us. It's us, we the people, where we are wounded at in our identity. We don't know where we come from. We got to dug in deep and read about history and stuff. And the United States is a fourth energy. They are not going to tell you what you need to know. You're going to have to find out for yourself. So I have to dig into the information. Somebody going to probably have to pull you to the side and tell you about this, tell you about that. Some kind of way, you know, you're going to find out eventually if you interested in finding out who you are. July 4th. That's a 4 energy, because as long as they can keep on feeding you, clothing you, sheltering you, giving the things that you need, why would they tell you something that's so very vital to your life support to give you that kind of information? They're going to want to keep sucking vampire off of you. So why would they want that? You're going to break where their money coming in at. So why? Why would they do that? Unless you step up, as we as the people step up and realize what they are doing. Could it be a benefit at some point? Maybe. But right now, it's not feeling like that. Even with a woman, she's not about to, you're going to have to do some work in order to get some honey. You know, the women in these worlds now are not playing. Some of them are standing down. Y'all not doing nothing. You're not taking care of your child. You're not doing this. You're not a man of your word. Y'all men need to step up. Why does a woman have to take care of a child all by herself? Some of us, y'all men do step up. Clap for that. You know, appreciate that. Rewards for that. You know what? You are a man. You are a son of a man. Just like James Brown said, I'm a son of a man. I'm going to do God's work. I'm going to take care of my seed that I planted in this woman that she has given birth to. So with the big revenge coming back is that we in the 7 and undertone of the 9 year for the USA, that could be a revenge on the USA from what they have been doing, what they've been supplying, or, you know, backstabbing on other people, wheeling and dealing, like the casino, wheeling and dealing, right? They dealing them cards. They wheeling that wheel around at the casino. They got all type of Greek mythology in the casino. A wise man told me you can learn everything in life in the casino. I said, why is that? I had to go look. I had to go find out and go see what he's talking about. Then I realized the roulette is the astrology wheel, the blackjack or the card table, cardiology, the little ching, 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 ching machines. That's all that is mythology on the screen. The sevens, the numerology, the ones, whatever you want to hit, the jackpot. All that is metaphysics up in the casino. You can learn a lot about why people are drawn to go there because of the limelight, all of the lights, like Rihanna said. And probably drawn to go there because they know something about something. Or they like to be willing and dealing. So if I have any questions, I can call in at this number. The call number is 323-642-1586. You can call in and raise your hand and ask a question, say something, whatever you want to do. It's 323-642-1586 is the call-in number. So the big payback is going to come through some kind of resource. Now, we don't want, I'm going to say we. We got to really understand reparations and restoration. I think one time Dr. Hindu Henderson was on here, War Chief Judge was on here, and he said restoration. Right, we want restoration instead of reparation because reparation was the stimulus check. That wasn't even enough. What was that? That wasn't even 1 week's worth of work for a paycheck, for a payback, for sitting at home, for y'all playing, y'all wheeling and dealing in 2020. So now here we is in 2024, going to start in October. So we have resources out there if we're looking to the resources. If you're looking into your community, their partnership with people who can help you or thrive you or push you or elevate you to the resources or guide you to the blueprint of forgetting the resources. And some of y'all don't want to go that route because you don't feel like it's for you. And that's fine. You do you. You do you. You do how you get it in and do whatever. But in the process, they're going to start giving you money through your job. It's going to be some, what they call that word, jobs being release, let go, right? Or the, what do they call that job? What do they call it? It's a word that they call it, right? I forgot the word that they call it. But it's when you are let go from your job. When you let go from your job, they give you send out notices. Some of them don't even give you a notice. They just say, hey, y'all, you know, some of us are going to start giving you letters or start telling you, hey, you out. You out the game. I'm like, what the heck? I got kids. I got children to feed. I got bills to pay. I got all these things to do. They ain't going to care about that. All they care about is you coming in to work and doing the job. So they're going to say they're going to maybe give you a servant package, lay you off, terminate, release, whatever. You know, all this coming on pipeline because it's time for a transformation. We're going to a new cycle, a way of living. As you can see, it's a lot of things being done online now. People giving out big servants and big high-paying jobs. You work online with them. Big money. And that's part of the payback. Whether you get it through the job, whether you get it through other resources that you are connected with or the partnership that you're in, the resources are, the payback is coming in different kind of ways. It may not be a stimulus check, and it may not be one check. It may just be coming in various ways. It may come through a friend who needs help you need to go work for. you don't know how it's going to come in. We don't know how it's going to come in. But when Hood Minister was talking about the bailout, what was entering was, when I was writing the other day, you know, James Brown came to me. He said, make sure people pay my son called the big payback. I'm like, okay, cool. But I have been going to bailout for many, many years, and I never looked at the monument that's on the bailout. And his name just happened to be James. And then there's another man on bailout. His name is James. Then I keep meeting James, 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 meet me, James. Now I understand why I met James, because James Brown was coming. Like, let people know, hey, this is a big payback coming through 2024. So get in position, because everybody have an agenda. Everybody's working on something. The USA working on their agenda. But you got to work your agenda. Whether it's a relocate, if you got to move, move. If you feel it in your bones, move. You feel like you got to go to another job, do so. You got to jump. You got to change your mindset in 2024, because the nursing homes, the mental institutions are going to be more of that coming in. And some of y'all need to go check your grandma, your granddad, your auntie, your uncles, and insurance stuff, and see if your name is on there, so it won't go to waste. Or see if somebody of the family members on there, and don't give it to somebody that you just met, you know, somebody wheeling and dealing, trying to pimp you out of your own money. now you coming up short somewhere. So go check on your mamas, your granddad, whatever, whoever is in these nursing homes, because the mental home is going to get more mental around here. So it's going to be like a DMS kind of moment. You're about to let me lose my mind up in here. No, don't lose your mind. Get with your mind. Focus on your mind. Just redirect your energy to focus more. Sometimes you might have got to go on the fast. Go on the fast so you can get that information faster. There's a lot of things that you can do in that 8 year. You can start building on your blueprint for 2024 if you haven't done it already. Start building. Start being in preparation. Start working towards it. Start elevating yourself, connecting yourself with big people who know how to do things. This is the expert kind of year, so get into that expert field and talk. Listen to the expert and see how they got where they are at. Everybody has a story. Somebody's stories ain't always that perfect. It may not be because I worked this many years and got where I was going. No, it's probably people went through struggling, lost homes, wasn't able to pay rent when they are taking an investment on themselves. So what kind of investment you want to take on yourself? You can save all the money in the world, but what are you going to do with that money? So this is like a date with destiny, like the movie Soul. How are you going to find what you love to do, what your passion is? What you feel that's rightfully that's embedded inside you. What makes you get up every morning like, I can do that. I know I got it. It's coming to your mind. You see yourself already doing it already. Get in that mental frame of mindset. It's going to be a separation. It's going to be a divorce for something. Now, it don't have to be a physical divorce from your wife or husband, but it can be. Like, hey, this ain't working out no more. You know, either we're going to continue to go some kind of get some therapy, get some lessons, or y'all going to try to work it out, or it's just the end. Separation. You ain't going over there no more, or them kind of people you don't want to work with. You want to go over here where you feel more elevated. You feel more purposeful going over here. Feel more you can really shine over here, because they want you to shine and you want them to shine, and we all eating around here. Pregnancy can be going on. It's like how it was when Jupiter and Saturn and Pluto was in Capricorn. Our baby's going to be born again this year. Or coming up for the 2024 year. But the game is going to be given from the elders on down. So if you young people out there, young folks, you start listening to these older people out there. who've been in the game longer than you, them people who's 90, people who's 80, even 70 and 60 and 50 and 40 can give you some information that you can carry you on, or something that can leave an imprint on your mindset to think about when you're in a struggle, when you're in a tight, when you're in, when something don't feel right, something ain't looking right, something don't smell right. It's some words of everlasting words that may stick into your mind. Like, hey, I remember they told me this. So in this particular year, health, you know, the 2020 year was a health indicator number as well, too. But the 4 year also taught you how to go incognito and work on you and focus on you. Don't tell people what your plans are. Don't tell them what your ideas are. Don't tell them nothing. Don't be on the phone telling them your plans of what you're doing and that. That was all 2020. Now we in 2024, about to head into 2024, and the preview of it in 2023, the month of October, is that now you building, advancing yourself from the 2022, I mean, from 2020, and what you've been doing in that 5 year, 2021, and that 6 year, 2022, now you're in 2023. You got to network, you got to see what people are like, see what you don't like, what you do like, who you're going to be with, and you're still going to learn more about it. Every day is a lesson. Every day is experience. So it's going to be more about finances than romances. I want to be finance, but I want romance at the same time in 2024. So you got to get yourself together mentally. So mentally, what things you can do mentally? Go to the gym. You can start stretching your body. You can meditate. You can go in nature. You can start writing down things that come to your mind as far as a plan, a business plan, a network, or you can go build with somebody else. Maybe you don't have the money. Maybe you have the idea. Maybe you go to the company and say, hey, this is my blueprint. But you got to have everything tight. So this is going to be a big achievement kind of year for people, we the people, some kind of recognition. Like setting large goals, just better. How good do you want? Not how bad do you want, but how good can you taste it? Walk up in the house, your grandma cooking that good meal. You ready to eat that food, but she did all preparation for that, for you to eat at the table. So now it's time to get into partnership, whether it's real estate, whatever your niche is, whatever your service you can provide. We are here to be a service to people. It's all about the service. So 8 brings funerals. 8 brings separation. 8 brings death. 8 also brings travel, but travel for business. Travel for the funerals. Travel for family. Traveling to go see and be in certain charity events to see how they operate. Just go to something you've never been before. Go where you've never been. Go be in crowds you've never been in to see how it works. Go look at cars you never drove before. Go look at it. Go touch it. Go be in to see. Go look at the homes. Go look in the other states and cities and see what's going on there. You may want to be there. It may be for you in this 8 year. In 8 year, on a health-wise, is that you have to get more than one diagnosis. So 2020 was the foundation, and we got 2024 coming in. Like we might not know what the symptoms are anymore because we just don't know. Because why? It has developed into the skeleton of the bones of your muscles, so it's kind of hidden, and it's going to develop in that 9 year with inflammation. That's why you people get inflammation because they are going through the cycle, and then certain numbers like a 9 energy or a 3 energy. People born on the 9th to 18, 27, or on the 3rd to 12, 21st, or 30th of the month, or on the 1st to 10th, 19, 28, will get more inflammation in their system. People born on the 2nd, 11th, 20th, 29th will get water, you know, like water in their body, water weight. You're swelling up a little bit. Some people may get it in their mental. They may get a lot more headaches. Or two could also mean constipation. So in this eighth cycle, it's kind of going to be like a hit and miss. Like they're going to misdiagnose you. So don't just go to one doctor, go to two doctors, go to three doctors, go to four doctors. And if you don't feel it, if they ain't saying what you're feeling, it ain't right. Get some x-rays. Get some a biopsy done or something so they can go a little bit more deeper. They got to go deeper inside of the tissue to see what's going on. Because if they just put it on the surface, we'd be way, way past the surface now. And as far as health-wise in the 2024 8-year coming up, which is the preview now in October. And if you are in the 8-year now or been in the 8-year and you have been diagnosed, whether you care about your health or not, if you don't, fine. But if you do, go get that diagnosed. Go see what's wrong. And then try to even, I won't say self-heal yourself. Just think. Heal. Point. Your hands have energy. Start touching your body. Start loving your body. Start rubbing your hands. Start rubbing your shoulders. Rub your legs. Rub your feet. Go soak your feet in some water. Start using herbs in your water. Boil the herbs. Put it in your bath water or something. Like you do a tea. You drink it, but you're not doing it on the physical aspect. You got to do it always. This is the 7 energy year, spiritual and physical. Work hand in hand. The ancestors can't come through. I'm saying if you're not doing the work, but even if you are doing it, they still will come through. They still try to give you leave some hints, leave some breadcrumbs, leave some kind of information for you. They try to help you, but you got to start doing it yourself first. So the calcium for the bones, for the teeth, the skeleton system, start doing things that support that in this 8 particular year for the health wise. I'm not a doctor, but numerically, this is what's showing up in the numbers. Keep a think big, think grand, positive kind of attitude. Like I said earlier, you say something, you want to do it. Just follow up with the steps. Don't worry about the how. You got to have faith coming up in 2024. Even now, just faith. That's all day long is faith. I was talking about the James at Balao. Is that I kept seeing, I didn't know his name was James. It's another James, and I heard about the James. I kept seeing James. But on the ground where there is, if anybody ever been from Detroit has been to Balao, there's that. James, I read about the history of Balao. So James purposely put himself on the pinnacle of Balao. He put one of his monuments there, or his statue, whatever you want to call it, right there on the pinnacle of Balao so he can see what's going on. And he's facing the sun. Well, the sun, I don't think he's facing on the east side. I think he's facing east. But on the ground, there's things in pyramids. And then one of them says, 1988 project restoration. 1988 project restoration. 1988 as until 26. That's the 8. We're in the 8-year coming up. So we're getting restoration, not reparation. Restore the heart, like he was saying, the chakra. Start from the root chakra, whatever chakra you're strongest at, start there. Then work your way to the other chakras. Go get grounded. We in the 8-year. Go get grounded. Go outside, take your shoes off, whether it's in the snow, whatever. You get into the elements. Not for too long. You can go to the sauna and sweat it out. Or you can go do some exercise or to the gym and sweat it out. The detox. Let your body detox from what you've been grounding in. Take your socks off. Put your feet in the soil. Like in the 8th house, is the soil of the land. Feet in there. Get connected. Why do you think when women, when they have their babies, some of them plant their placenta in the soil of the ground. They bury it in the soil.
Kaya?
Yes.
Great information that you've given us today. Enjoyed
Thank
all
you.
The good information. But before, we got like 18 minutes left. Give the people your information where they can contact you.
Yeah, so I am Supreme Goddess Kaya here in Detroit, Michigan. I'm a divine numerologist. My contact number is 866-331-5088. Once again, that is 866-331-5088. I am the columnist for the New York Amsterdam News. I write their horoscope column. Numerically, I write their column. Every Thursday, it is out in the papers. My website is my name, which is kyafrench.com. kyafrench.com. KayaFrench.com.
Great, great. Now, you say this 24-year that's coming up, you say it has a lot to do with financial, too?
Yes, it deals with money. See, the money numbers in numerology are the 3, 6, and 8. Now, then the sixth year, which was 2022, which was the sixth year, right? That was some of the lagging information, like some of the lagging, you know, in October, the preview, they was going to stimulus check and stuff like that, or other stimulus money was still coming out in the sixth. So, and the eight is means that it's financial. It's financial, and you're going to elevate to a higher level. It's like a power move, a power cycle, like that big move from that 2020 year. Now you're moving on up like the Jeffersons, right? They're moving on up now. That's what we're doing in 2024. We're moving on up.
You're changing tax brackets, huh?
Changing tax brackets, changing last name, changing how you move, changing your mindset, your perception. It is time for a change because although we are in 2023 is the 7, 2024 is the 8, but the USA, which we are born in that country, right, is in the 9 year. So they had an end to a 1 year, which means there's going to be a new program going on, a new cycle, a new beginning, a new alliance, like the North Node is in Aries, new things going on. This is their new program they're trying to put on us or just applying them. This is applying the new stuff that's going on. It's going to be something totally new.
And we're seeing that already with people coming in. We have all these people from other countries. We're seeing the financial system is shifting, it's changing. So it's already started.
Well, the financial system been changing for the USA since they put food stamps on cards. Back then,
okay.
They had blue
okay.
money, purple money, green money,
right.
Whatever, brown money, you know, and a computer. The computer mm-hmm. definitely has changed since when I was coming up. That we had these thin cell phones. We had them big, hawky, junky cell phones, right? Them big cell phones. The quantum computer is what it is.
I have somebody that have their hands raised. Let's see here. 470.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Maddie. Hi. I was just tuning in and listening to a little bit about your numerology, about the 8 year that's coming up, and I thought, that's interesting, because that is my personality achievement number.
Okay.
And the Chardine method in my name, I have quite a few A's. And the Chardine, there's a what's it called? The Pythagoras system and the Chardine. But I've been doing a little numerology myself, like a little hobby. And my understanding that the Chardine is more accurate. And I did my Chardine method, and my soul urge is an 8.
Mm-hmm.
And my name, my full name at birth is an 8. But in the Western way, my soul urge is a 7, and my anyway, I was born on the 7th too. Anyway,
okay.
The Western way, I have about 4 sevens. Uh-huh. And the Shaunin, I have all these eights, so I'm a little confused because I'm not confused, but I am, and I think from what my understanding, the Shaunin way is the more accurate.
Uh-huh. It's called the Chaldean system. Pythagoras learned from the Chaldean system, and he figured because the Chaldean system only goes through 1 through 8. It doesn't go through 1 through 9 like the Pythagorean system. So that's how where you get a little confused at. So here's the deal. You can look at both systems. One may add, it can add up the same or it can add up different. It depends on what numerical values you are using to add up, you know, your name. Some of them may be a little different or not. But sometimes I see that it adds up the same. Sometimes it doesn't. So here's how I look at both of these systems, right? Just like the government, you have a Republican and you have a Democrat, right?
Right.
Y'all both have an agenda. One is more public, one is more private. So
yeah.
The Chaldean is your inner self, and the Pythagoras system is your outer self. How people see you on the world side, right? So y'all both want to put that. I both want to come to an agreement on something, but you're going about a different kind of way. Like, let's say public versus private.
Yeah.
So that's how, that's another way of looking at, that's how I look at the system. So that's why when certain people come to you, they may know you more on a personal level, or you may only tell people about certain things about you, but on the public level, you ain't telling folks about you and what you're doing or who you be hanging around with or what's going on in your mind. You know,
no.
that's the staggering side. But the Chaldean side, you want to tell post people about your things.
Being that seven, that most definitely not.
Yeah, and the seven energy, you can't just come roll up at my house and you're going to come through my door. You're going to be knocking outside the door. I don't care who you are, mama, daddy, father, whatever. You're going to be outside. I'm on the couch watching TV or in tub taking my shower, whatever it may be. You're not coming up in my house because you ain't even call me.
That is true. So the Chaldean is more the mystical side of who we are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what I've been.
Is a more universal side of what's going on. Like the year, we're looking at it on a universal level, 2023. But we go a little deeper and look at the United States year, we see it more on a personal level, like in the inner level. They in the 9 year, but we in this particular year. So this is two different energy playing out.
Yeah.
And then you were saying your eight energy is an enterpriser energy. You came here to be a boss. People look at you and know you a boss. You walk with an air of third without even knowing that you have this energy on you. You just have it. You just possess it. So it's kind of like that eight, just claim it. Be that boss. Head of the company or whatever.
Yeah, I've been told that. I've been told that many times. And like I say, I don't even know. I don't even know I walk that way. I carry myself that way, but that's what people see. And it's been all my life. And and also have an eight. In my eighth house, no, that's something totally different. That's Venus and Pisces in my eighth house. That's Venus.
That's
That's that suppose on that cycle of build that cycle ability, yes.
Yeah, and also yes. And also say that the things you love, you really engage in and indulge in until you just don't want to know more. So you can call it a quit, or you're always going back to certain relationships because you felt right or you feel good, but you really don't want it. You just know it's comfortable. So sometimes you got to get uncomfortable to get out of certain situations and stop going back. You got to learn how to have boundaries. So you can swim without having boundaries, but you can just be free.
Right.
And you
have
special gift. You're very artistically talented, so you have a lot of things going on. You gotta figure out which one you wanna do.
Yeah, I've been told that I'm gifted, yes. Many times and
thanks caller for calling in.
Thank you, but I was listening, and I didn't get all of it, but I go back and listen to the archives. I said, oh, my gosh, you're talking about 8 years coming up, and that is my personality achievement number, and I got the eights in my the mystical system, the Chaldean way of doing it. And I thought, wow, and this is a 7 year, and I'm a seven, and I got these seven soul urge in the Pythagoras system. And I thought, oh, man, I'm a complicated person.
No, you're not complicated. It's just having all that vision and all that, you know, dreaming and wanting and hoping and wishing that you can do it. The eight is telling you to manifest it. So all them dreams you got, some visions, and you want to do this and do that, manifest it. Start working towards it. So work, get crossed over the bridge. Cross over the bridge and just see what it's all about. You got to just go see what it is, see what you can do. Like, go at it. Go at it. Go be a go-getter.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I have a question now. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you asked about the 8 year being a finance. You know, it's outstanding debts being paid with the 6 year. It's a spinoff to the 6 year as well, too. So now we're talking about compensation. Now we're talking about outstanding debts being paid. So maybe on delay, but not delay, but it's coming through.
Now, you know, we keep hearing them talking about war. Well, it's not so much war, but with the United States, they're trying to take over. We keep hearing that, you know, they're trying to take over the United States. And so what's going on with that, with the numbers that we're in?
Well,
is there going to be a takeover?
It's going to have to be a compromise in some kind of way. America is greedy. You know, her hands have been in here and there, and she's like to manipulate people so she can get what she wants. And as long as she can keep on manipulating you, she's going to get what she wants. So they all closing in because you let her do what she wanted to do in your home, the fourth house. You allow it to happen. You needed something, right? So they just were trying to go again, but not everybody likes the way America get down. So people like you, when he was saying people were about the Hindu hamstring, said people were closing in. They folding in on the USA. Yeah, they probably are, like the 7 and 9 year. This is revenge, some kind of way. Something going to happen. Somebody got to pay out something. Either some hush money or something. Now, I don't really want to get to the current stuff right now, the Israel stuff, because I ain't on that. I'm on a whole other level.
Right.
I'm trying to get my
right, right.
You know, so I'm going to get
right.
my plans in two locations. So if everybody's
right.
just focusing on what they need to do, get there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you want to go fight for the country, go fight. If that's your thing, go do it. But if that's your not, stand down, stand back. Take a stand back. Mm-hmm. Don't go to these stores and start putting your money in. Start going to the farmers. Start going to your community people. Start putting people out of business. You got to start making some noise around here so they can hear. You got to hurt them like they hurt you a little bit sometimes, right, or manipulation.
That's true.
You got to do the opposite of a four energy. Because otherwise, they're going to keep getting over you because they can. Because you will keep on allowing them to keep doing the same old routine. And a four, you're going to keep hustling. And the hustlers just keep on hustling. They don't stop until they die. Or something happened. They get shot.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Well, Kaya, you did an excellent job. I enjoyed the information. You gave us a lot of information here. And before we go, I want you to give out your information again.
So my information is, my contact number is 866-331-5088. My website is kyafrench.com. And I am the writer for New York Amsterdam News. And also Hood Mystic was on here. I think his website is The Hood Mystic, thehoodmystic.com. TheHoodMystic.com. Just Google Hood Mystic. It will also come up too as well.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate the information you gave us. And we're going to leave out on the big payback because that's what we end.
All right.
We end the big payback. Thank you again, Kyle. Appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Yes. Have a great day.
Okay. Better love, everyone.
Hey! Got Hey! da-da-da-da-da.